Hey, this is Dan from Comic Book Pit with CBP Audio Boo number 80, talking about Avengers 247. I'm just going to say right off the bat that this is one crazy-ass issue of the Avengers. It has a lot to do with the Eternals, which I'm not overly familiar with, but you get a pretty good crash course in, you know, what the Eternals are all about, where they came from, etc. This issue starts off with kind of a recap from She-Hulk, who's leaving a video message for anyone at Avengers Mansion, telling them what's going on, that a party was, you know, disrupted by the Delphin. These guys are calling themselves the Delphin Brothers, who kidnapped Cersei and Star Fox and Wasp, jumped into their ship and they disappeared. And we find out that, you know, they were in the Eternals' homeland, somewhere in Greece, I believe, in the mountains of Greece. So this is where the craziness starts. So Wasp and Star Fox are kind of getting acclimated to what's going on. They're talking to Icarus, kind of the spokesperson, the leader of the Eternals. He's got this really terrible page boy haircut, and he's got a nose that looks like it would rival Rocky Balboa's, you know, any one of his broken noses. So, you know, they're trying to get a handle on what's going on here. And Icarus, he's like, well, it would probably be better if I just started from the beginning. And even Cersei goes, oh boy, here it comes. So we get this really convoluted and bizarre origin of the Eternals. I'm going to try and break it down as succinctly as possible and still have it make some sense. So the Celestials, the spacefaring Celestials, you know, showed up to Earth, and they, you know, they took a little bit of the human DNA, their genetic structure, and they made the Deviants and the Eternals. And the humans were still on Earth, obviously. The Deviants lived under the Earth, and then you had the humans, who were still kind of apes. And then you had the Eternals, who were living up in the mountains, living the high life, kicking it, you know, and being all, you know, one with themselves and peaceful and all that good stuff. But the peace was not to last, as there was an actual civil war among the Eternals. And the two leaders of the opposing forces of the civil war, Kronos and Uranos, you know, they came to an understanding. Kronos banished Uranos and his followers, and then shortly after denounced the ways of war and decided to go on a quest for peace and knowledge. And, you know, he made the Eternal City even more beautiful and peaceful than ever before. Shortly before his time was up, as it were, he put his two eldest sons, Zurus and Alars, you know, in charge. The Eternals, the race of Eternals, chose Zurus to lead them, and Alars, not wishing to, you know, be in conflict with his brother, decided to leave Earth, because why not? And, you know, so he decided to seek his destiny among the stars, and no one, after that, you know, none of the Eternals really knew what happened. But Star Fox does. Star Fox picks up the stories and goes, hey, I can tell you what happened. And they're like, what? And he's like, sure. Alars, you know, he went to the largest moon of the planet Saturn. He found the ruins of a civilization, and he found a woman who he eventually fell in love with. And he went about creating a new civilization. He became known as Mentor, he constructed Isaac, the giant planet-wide computer network, and basically became the leader of the world of Titan, and who Mentor is the father of Star Fox. So Star Fox is technically an Eternal. So they're like, the Eternals are like, whoa, mind blown. I mean, they are like freaking out, but in a good way, because they're like, hey, you're one of us, you know, brother. And so they're like, well, great, now that you're here, since you're an Eternal, you know, you can join in the ritual of the Unimind, which we're just about to get started. And he's like, yeah, sure, that sounds awesome. You know, all the Eternals join in this ritual where it's kind of like a, you know, just a convention of Eternals. They all get in the Unimind and they decide the destiny of their race. They kind of all become one and they fuse into the Unimind, which is this giant collective thinking organism. The Wasp and, well, Captain Marvel shows up because they eventually figure out where they are. This is so bizarre. Captain Marvel's like, well, wait, all the Eternals are going to be in the Unimind. Doesn't that leave your city, you know, open to attack by the Deviants? And they're like, oh, don't worry about the Deviants. They're not a threat to us. You're actually standing on them. And it says, yes, all the Deviants that have attacked Olympia have been translated into another form. Their atomic structure has been compacted and stored as one large cube, which we've lowered into the foundations of the city. So they're using deviant body matter, or, I mean, it's as Lego blocks, as building blocks or whatever. It's so bizarre. Anyways, so all the Eternals, they fly up into the Unimind, and, you know, it's getting all celestial and, you know, all crazy up in here. All the Eternals become one, and it's, you know, this giant thing. I mean, it's just huge. And the Vision's actually monitoring everything. But then all of a sudden the video feed goes out, and next thing you know, Wasp and Captain Marvel are on the ground, and there's standing over them is this guy who's calling himself Maelstrom, and he's just become unstoppable, and the Unimind and all the powers of the Eternals are about to become his. So I guess we'll have to wait to see next issue to see what that's all about. So this is Dan from CBP, and enjoy the audioboo.